Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Fortnite Show. And today's episode is a special one because today is the start of Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 7. And to start off today's episode, I'm actually going to take you guys through the Battle Pass and kind of like tell you what's in the Battle Pass. And you can actually go and see this. I am going to include down below in the description of the episode a link to a Google Drive where you can see all the new styles for the skins in the Battle Pass and the updated styles for current skins. And then also there's going to be a photo in there for updated item shop skins and for new leaked items, which will include every single Battle Pass skin, emote, contrail, stuff like that. But the whole entire Battle Pass has been reworked. So the way it works now is every time you level up by doing like quests and stuff, because we got a whole bunch of new quests and stuff like that, and party assist quests are back and all that stuff, which we'll cover in a minute. We have some news. I mean, not news. We have a new Battle Pass system. Every time you level up, and it will actually show you how much XP you need to level up again in the lobby under where it says your level. Every time you level up, you get 5 Battle Pass stars. And then when you go into the Battle Pass tab, you have a bunch of different tabs. You have the Battle Pass Rewards tab, Customized Chimera, which we'll go over, Coming Soon Superman, Join the Fortnite Crew, and Bonus Rewards. We're going to start in the Battle Pass, though. So when you buy the Battle Pass or you have a Fortnite Crew and you log in, you will get immediately the Chimera skin, which is a customizable skin for the season, which we'll go over in a little bit. And then you can see by looking around, different things cost different amounts of battle stars. And I mean, I've already bought a bunch of stuff on the first page, but everything costs a different amount. Like his wrap costs 5 battle stars. And when you want to buy it, you just hold it down and then it will give you the item. And you can see how many battle stars you have up in the corner. And then like, his back bling, let's say costs 6, the spray and banner costs 3 each. And then like, so that's how it works. And it works that way for every page. So you can choose in which order you want to get on the page. Then once you claim 5 rewards on that page, you can start claiming rewards on the next page. Or if you reach level 10. And then you cannot unlock the skin until you have bought everything on the page. That's the way that it works. You had to buy everything on the page and then you can buy the skin. It's really cool how you can decide like which order you want to get the skins in or items on a page. Like I really liked the Fret Basher, and so I just bought that one first. And you can buy V-Bucks with the Battle Stars and everything. So we're going to start by going over everything in the Battle Pass. And of course, you can see these in the leaked skin chart that I'm going to put down below. So starting off, we have the Chimera skin. He's this alien guy. He looks really cool. He has over 2,000 different style combos, and he is legendary at the tier 1. And then for 5 battle stars, you can get the Pulse Phase Wrap, which is animated. For 3 battle stars, you can get the Chimera Swarm loading screen. You could also get the Lil Saucer Traversal Epic Emote. I'm actually not sure how much this one costs because I already bought it. You can get 100 V-Bucks. They cost 5 battle stars to get it. You can get the Chimera's Plasma Pack Backbling for 6 battle stars. Abduction Contrail. I actually don't know how much that one is because I already got it. Actually, I can just look down here. It costs 4 battle stars, I'm pretty sure. You can get the Mercurial, I think is how you say it, Spray for 3 stars. The Fishstick Janky Backbling for 6 stars, which also is just like this little like figurine of Fishstick. And there's a bunch more in the Battle Pass. And then you can get a banner for 3 stars. And that is page 1. Of course, you can either follow along with what I'm saying in your Battle Pass tab, or you can go down and look at them below. I'm pretty sure I did not include emoticon sprays or banners, though. I did not include those in the photo. Moving on to page 2, though. Starting at the top going across, we have 100 V-Bucks. The Fret Basher Pickaxe for, I think it's 8, 7, one of those two. I think it was 7. Let me see real quick. 7 for that one. 7 for the pickaxe. It's really cool. It has the same animations like Leviathan Axe and has an extremely good contrail. The Get Me Out of Here loading screen for 3 stars. The Visitor's Welcome for 3 spray for 3 stars. The Uzi Wrap for 5 stars. Looks really cool. 100 more V-Bucks. The Ellie Yum emoticon for 3 stars. The a banner icon for 3 stars. The Sunny's Song music pack for 5 songs. 5 stars. And then the Sunny outfit. And so you have to claim everything on that page to obtain her. And she looks really cool. She's probably one of my favorite skins in this battle pass. Then moving on to page 3. You can unlock by reaching level 20 or claiming 5 rewards on the page. Or 6 rewards on the page above it. But going across, we have the banner icon for 3 stars. The Clutter Red contrail for 4 stars, which is this rainbow contrail. Looks really cool. The Patch Pack back bling for 6 stars. The Scustra Terrestrial emote. And I'm pretty sure... This one is really cool. It's a really cool song that it has. For 7 stars, the Grand Finale loading screen for 3 stars. V-Bucks. For 5 stars, Laser Blaze Wrap for 5 stars, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, the Sunny's Lander for 6 stars, and then the Voyager Sunny Style for 8 stars. And you have to have everything else on the page plus her skin and have the page unlocked. Also, on the page, now we're going to page 4, and on this one, you need to have... You can get, going across, the Axe to Grind music pack for 5 stars, the Fashion Accident Janky, which is this really cool little character for backbling for 6 stars, the Googimon banner for 3 stars, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, the Chop Chop Harvesting Tool for 7 stars, the Googie Vision for loading screen for 3 stars, the Chop Dropper for 6 stars, it's a glider. The Fever Dream for 3 stars. And then the Googie Was Here for 3 stars. And then the Googimon skin for 9 stars after you have bought everything else on the page. Moving on to page 5, you can get the Mlem emoticon for 3 stars. Inside Out Spray for 3 stars. The Zip Flip Wrap for... 5 stars, the Galactic Pack Backbling for 6 stars, the Kitanas for 7 stars, the Banner Icon for 3 stars, the Inversion Contrail, which visual effects reflects the time of day, for 4 stars, probably one of my favorite contrails in the game once I get this one, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, the Spire Strike loading screen for 3 stars, and the Joey skin for 9 stars. And this one actually looks like he kind of has like the scar down his chest. And I'll actually say what that is when we get to the next page. Because on the next page, you can unlock the Vulcan Salute for any Star Trek fans out there, as it's live long and prosper is the description. For 7 stars, you can get that emote. You can get the Meowsicles Janky backbling for 6 stars. The Facets loading screen for 3 stars. The Beamers Wrap for 5 stars. 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars. Sunburnt Galactic Pack style for 4 stars, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, the Unzipped Emote for 7 stars, and you must own everything else on the page. And this is, if you saw that scar, pretty much it's just unzipping from there, and it will form, and you'll see the alien underneath. And it's a male skin, and then when you unzip it, it's a female skin. And then you have the Ink Wolf spray for 3 stars, and then the Sunburnt Katanas as the style for 4 stars. On page 7, then, we get the Stand Together spray for 3 stars, the Zyg Ray Glider for 6 stars, the Ziggy Wrap for 5 stars, the Epic Choppy Backbling, which is a pet for 6 stars, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, Light Streak Contrail for 4 stars, Banner Icon for 3 stars, Chainblade for 7 stars, and the Plexiarian Gothic loading screen for 3 stars, and then you can get the Zyg skin here for 9 stars, and he looks pretty cool. Moving on, then, we have the Sloane's mission loading screen for 3 stars, the 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, Io's stealth sail for 6 stars, another 100 V-Bucks for 100 for 5 stars, the Io Eradicator harvesting tool, which has the sword animation for 7 stars, the 8-Ball Janky backpack for 6 stars, Sloane spray for 3 stars, drop jet Contra for 4 stars, and the Io Orchestrator backbling for 6 stars. Then for 9 stars, you can get the Dr. Sloane outfit. Probably another one of my favorite skins in this battle pass. But moving on, you can get the banner icon for 3 stars, the Imagined Edge wrap for 5 stars, the Big Hef emoticon for 3 stars, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, Detonation music pack for 5 stars, Molten version of Zyg for 8 stars, the Kickback emote for 7 stars, Cattle Royale for 3 stars, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, and the Battle Suit Sloane style for 8 stars. Then page 10, the final page, we have the Burp emoticon, 100 V-Bucks for 5 stars, the Rick Dance for 7 stars, Interstellar Rick for 3 stars, Rick's UFL Cruiser Glider for 6 stars, the Ricky-verse loading screen for 3 stars, Rick's Portal for 5 stars wrap, and the Butter Robot Backling for 6. You can get the Hammerhead Morty, which is one of the coolest pickaxes in this battle pass, for 7 stars. And finally, as your tier 100 is Rick Sanchez himself. Yes, that's right. Rick Sanchez is now in Fortnite, and he looks amazing. But wait, there's more rewards coming with the bonus rewards. If you get level 100, if you claim all 100 rewards, you can then start unlocking bonus styles for the skins. Like, once you get level 100, you can unlock these. For 20 stars, you can get the Beachcomber Sunny style. For 10 stars, you can get the Fret Basher Encore Pickaxe style. For 10 stars, you can get the Star Seer emoticon. For 10 stars, you can get the I Believe Spray. For 20 stars, you can get the Battle Stripe Sloane style. For Sandstone Joey, you can get for 20 stars, and then the banner icon for 10, a banner icon for 10 stars. Then you can get the Gugimon Mask style for 15 stars, the Dr. Sloane Shades style for, 15 stars, Mecha Glow Zyg, which is pretty much the Molten style, but it's glowing, for 20 stars, the Rick banner icon for 10 stars, the emoticon for 10 stars, the Sunny Skull for 10 stars, and the Toxic Rick style for 20 stars, where he's all green goo on top of him. And then we just have a bunch of other stuff, a bunch of just random mystery rewards right now, which are coming in 15 days. So in 15 days, I will update you guys on when you can get those. But now that is all for this battle pass, really. We're going to come back to that more when more stuff gets revealed for the battle pass. But now we have some news about the new season. This is all from iFireMonkey over on Twitter. Where is it? I just had everything pulled up too, and then I scrolled down too far. Now I'm in all the cosmetics. Oh yes, there's payphones at all the bus stops around the map. There's payphones. You can use the payphone and get green and gray quests. Green and gray quests for bars from the telephone poles, since there's less NPCs on the map. We have the Dizzy's Domain starter pack coming out very soon, probably in the next week. So very, very cool. I really like this pack, and you get the skin, pickaxe, backwing, and 600 V-Bucks for $4. And I'm pretty sure it's not in the shop yet, sadly. It will probably come in around Friday, is usually when they add those stuff in. So Friday or Saturday or Thursday, yeah. Just accept, think of it around there. Also, in the item shop coming soon, we have, if you guys know the Banner Brigade set, you can buy all the female ones as a set, all the male ones as a set, all of the accessories like the emote, pickaxe, backblings, wrap, and glider as a bundle, and those are all going to be the Banner Brigade bundles. And if you don't know the rarest drop, which is Golden Clouds, is coming back finally. It is the rarest item shop wrap. I love this wrap. I can't wait for it to come back. I'm definitely picking it up. I mean, it's just amazing. And it actually is going to have two different versions. So obviously you have that normal red and gold style, but you're going to have a purple and a black style and a blue and gray style. So make sure you pick those up if you want them. The Summer Legends bundle is going to return soon, as probably everyone thought, as summertime is coming up. Summer vacation in America is happening within the next week. It's going to start. So definitely be on the lookout for that if you didn't grab it last time. I'm definitely going to be looking forward to getting that. We also have some challenges. These are our week one epic quests. They are out now. Collect different types of weapons, 5 for 30,000 XP. Search 7 chests as Steamy Stacks and Craggy Cliffs for 30,000. Deal damage with pulse rifles, 500 for 30,000 XP. Eliminate eliminations with a railgun, 1 for 30,000 XP. Accept a quest from a payphone, 1 for 30,000 XP. Upgrade weapons at upgrade benches, 3 times for 30,000 XP. And buy a shield potion from a mending machine. Awesome. And then that is then the legendary quest for this week. You have, I think this is week one. Yeah. You have to converse with Sunny, Astrek, Dreamflower, Riot, or Bushranger. 3 of them for 45,000 XP. Collect stone from the aftermath, which is the little POI in the middle, for 30,000 XP. You have to collect 100. Collect different IO tech weapons, 3. For 30,000 XP, interact with Bunker Jonesy's conspiracy board for 30,000 XP, and place rubber ducks in Retail Row, Pleasant Park, and Believer Beach, 3 for 30,000 XP. Pretty cool. We have alien artifacts, which is what we're going to be getting into on how to upgrade your Chimera skin. You can go around and find these artifacts. Right now, you can only find a couple, and each time you grab one, it will give you 4 alien artifacts. And then go into the Battle Pass tab, click on Customize Chimera, and holding stuff down, you can then claim different types. You can then claim it, and you can actually change it in your locker for which style you want. Really, really cool there. We also have new weapons. We have the Chimera Ray Gun, which does, the blue one does 9 damage to players, 15 fire rate, 2.5 reload time with an infinite magazine. Purple does 10 damage with all the other same stats. And then the legendary does 11 damage with a faster reload time of 2. Then we have the pulse rifle. The blue pulse rifle does 33 damage with a magazine size of 16. It does has a 4.2 fire rate and a reload time of 3.15. The purple pulse rifle does 35 damage to players, has a magazine size of 16, fire rate of 4.2 and a reload time of 2.9925. So a little bit faster, it looks like. Yep. And then the damage to player for the legendary is 36 and the magazine size is 16. Fire rate 4.2 and reload time is 2.835. And this is like the Stark rifle, where when you are hit fired, it shoots fast and then a slower but first shot accuracy all the time when you aim down sights. And then the Mythic Sloan's pulse rifle does 38 damage to players, has a magazine size of 16, has a fire rate of 4.2 and a reload time of 2.6775. Also, a new weapon is the Recon Scanner. It launches a recon bolt that marks nearby enemies and chests. It has a magazine size of 2, fire rate of 3 and a reload time of 3.6. For every 15 seconds, you get a new charge. There's infinite ammo, and it will mark players inside its radius, which is really cool. We then have the railgun, which is a high-tech rifle. Charge it up to fire a single powerful shot. great for dealing damage behind walls, because with this, you can hold it down and it will shoot through one build and do damage or destroy two builds. So you can pair it with a railgun, which marks your opponents. You can shoot people who are behind fully built walls that you can't see. But it's 85 damage to players, a magazine size of 1, fire rate of 1, and a reload time of 3. The purple has a damage of 89, and then everything else is the same. And then the legendary has 94 damage to players, and the reload time is 2.7. Really, really cool. And then for all of our cosmetics that have been updated to come into the item shop, we obviously have the Golden Clouds wrap. We have the Summer Legends. We have the Rio Grande pickaxe. I'm not actually sure what that one's called. The Firewalker pickaxe. Also don't know what it's called. We have the Lotus Flower wrap updated. Two new wraps. The Starry Flight Glider. Extraterrestrial emote. The Farmer Steel skin. One of the rarest Chapter 2 skins. Wrestler skin. Wrangler skin. The brand new style of what's her name? Rapscallion. The yellow and black style. You can see that in the image I'm gonna put down below it for the Google Drive. Finally, we have Scoundrel updated with the same exact style, and then the Golden Clouds bundle. Also, we have a new umbrella, the Invasion Umbrella. This is probably by far one of the best umbrellas for Chapter 2. Like, I'm just looking at all the Chapter 2 umbrellas. They're not the best. I mean, here, I'll just quickly do a rundown of the Chapter 2 umbrellas. We have the Mighty Marvel Umbrella, decent. The Bounty Umbrella, one of the better ones, probably. We have the Classified, really good glider, actually. Really like using that one. Downpour for Season 1, Chapter 2, not a very good one. Escapist Umbrella, really good last season. Fertile Flyer, Foundational Umbrella, okay. And then, of course, the Beskar Umbrella. And depending on how good you did, your Brella customizable glider. Mine looks terrible, though. But this one, it's like a UFO, and it shines a purple light over you. It just looks amazing, so definitely recommend trying to get that one. We have a whole bunch of cosmetics added in this season. We have some blog posts, which we'll actually go over after the break as we're getting close to 30 minutes, which is about where we would go and take our break. But that's about all the news, really. Oh, yes, I forgot one thing. We have the PlayStation Plus Celebration Pack, which has the Fixer outfit and the Reckoning backbling. And when you pull Synaptic Hatchet's pickaxes from the previous pack out of the backbling, it actually like pulls it out as an animation, and it looks really cool. What else? That's about it, really. Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna go over the new blog posts and bug fix and bugs that they're aware of for Battle Royale and Save the World. Hello and welcome back from the break. Now that we're back, though, why don't we cover a couple of the blog posts? We're not gonna cover too many, and I actually decided we're not going to cover all the bugs. You can go and check that out if you want. Go to the Trello board, and that is where you're going to be able to see all the bugs. Why don't we get into the, blog posts. And then after that, we're going to get into the item shop for today. This is the first one we're going to go over. We're going to save the Save the World ones and creative ones for another time, just to save time and for future podcast episodes. I think tomorrow I'm going to do the Save the World, and then next Monday we're going to do creative. But here we go. The new items and crafting rules of Fortnite Chapter 2 Season 7. Sent to the Hot Saucers mailing list. It's clear we were right about the existence of aliens, but there is still we don't know. Fortunately, we're able to collect data on them while also investigating Dr. Sloan and the IO in general. We believe the aliens in Io have advanced tech in the works for the future. But we've put some, together some files on tech that they're using against each other right now, files attached. We're going to keep investigating. It's recommended we take advantage of this technology for our own protection. Mari. Files on the aliens and Io inventions. Saucers. Try not to let a UFO called Saucers by the aliens and us catch you. It won't eliminate you, but in an act of merciful rudeness, it will take you to a random place on the island. You don't have to run, though. Shoot a saucer down and it's yours to pilot. The saucer is equipped with an induction beam and an energy cannon. Let your squad stand on top for extra offense. This also works as a portable reboot van. The Chimera Ray Gun. This alien creation fires a continuous beam and only needs to stop to recharge. We're not quite sure who Chimera is, though. When we tested this weapon out, it seemed powerful, but not so much on structures. If the alien succeeds, at least we know how to take cover. The Pulse Rifle. An invention from the Io, the self-proclaimed Island Defenders. The Io brags that this weapon is effective whether aiming down sights or not. Reliability is a key feature, they claim. Dr. Sloan has a special, more powerful version of the Pulse Rifle reserved to herself. So you'll need to get up and close to her to call it your own. Another Io invention. Serve the area from a safe distance by firing recon bolts from the recon scanner, which mark all opponents and chests in its diameter. There's a limited amount of bolts you can have out at one time, but don't worry about finding more. The recon scanner regenerates bolts automatically. Railgun. One would expect the railgun to be out of this world. However, it was actually created by the Io. This sniper can shoot through surfaces, but this breakthrough is balanced out by its visible targeting beam. Not surprised from the Io, it does extra damage against saucers. Crafting file, nuts and bolts. The rival of saucers has made it rain nuts and bolts, adding a new dynamic to crafting on the island. With this new crafting ingredient, you can craft familiar weapons from the island's past. Combining nuts and bolts with any assault rifle for a burst assault rifle, any SMG for rapid-fire SMG, and any shotgun for a lever-action shotgun. These craftable items don't have pre-built versions to pick up, so collect any nuts and bolts you come across. It seems nuts and bolts have replaced mechanical parts and animal bones, which is why you haven't seen any makeshifts around. So pretty much what this means is we have a very different loot pool. We have the alien weapon. Probably we'll get more alien weapons in the future, which is the Chimera Ray Gun, which is pretty bad, which we've covered. Then we have the Pulse Rifle, which is actually pretty good. Recon Scanner, which is good. And then the Railgun, which is a really good sniper. Then we also have the Burst Rifle back, Rapid Fire SMG back, and Lever Shotgun back. And we actually have three shotguns in the game right now. We have the Pump Shotgun still in here. You can find it in gray to legendary as chest and floor loot. You have heavy ARs back, which you can find them anywhere. Normal ARs still in the game. Burst ARs. We also have submachine guns, suppressed submachine guns, and rapid fire SMGs, which you can craft. And we have snipers back. We have the bolt action sniper back in the game, along with regular pistols are back. My opinion, this is a much better loot pool than we had it before. But now that is pretty much all the blog posts that we're going to do today. Just one for today. But why don't we check over in the item shop for the item shop for today. At the top in the feature section, we have the Toon Meowsles bundle for 1700, which you can get the Toon Meowsles outfit, Tuna Cam backbling, the 10-ton Toon Bells pickaxe for the drop-in music pack, the fantastic cat loading screen, and the squash and stretch belt and emote. Or you can get them separately for the skin and belt and emote for $1,400, the pickaxe for $800, music pack for $200, and then of course the bundle for $1,700. Moving on, we have the Athena skin, which is really cool, with the steel feather shield, which has those two styles, default and illustrated, for $1,500. The Moro bat outfit with the Vanquisher's Oath backbling and the Destiny's Edge pickaxe for $1,800. Really cool skin there, which has the same style. Hunting Song pickaxe, which has the same styles for 800. John's Primus glider for 800. And the illustrated wrap for 300. We also have the Gia skin back in here already, with the tusk and tooth back bling and the crossbite tooth axes pickaxe for 1600. I really like this skin, actually. The Toy Trooper skin is back for 800. The Plastic Patroller is back for 800. And of course, they both had those default green, gray, and red styles. We also have the Toy Soldier wraps, which has the green toy, gray toy, and red plastic wrap for 400. Moving on to the daily section, we have the Moisty Merman skin with the Mertank back bling. And he has that default blue, orange, and purple styles for 2,000 V-Bucks. We have the No Sweat emote for 500, the Commando outfit for 800, the Electro Swing emote for 500, and the Rock Out emote for 300. Rock Out for 800, a lot different from 300. And the Brush Your Shoulders emote for 200. We also have all the DC items still in here. The Batman Cape Crusader Pack, the Last Laugh Bundle, and the new Fortnite crew. And of course, you can get that Battle Pass 25 levels for 1,850 V-Bucks. To get 25 levels, and that levels you up 25 times, doesn't give you the rewards. It will give you the stars that you get, and then you can go in and pick the rewards in which you'd want. And you can probably get pretty far. But of course that is going to be all for today's episode. If you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can find me, of course, over on YouTube at Numi. I would love if you guys went to subscribe over there. I always try to post as much as I can over there. I feel like I'm posting a good amount now, about one or two videos a week. I try to post my own montage of my clips, once a week, and then occasionally, practice edit of not my clips. And then over on Twitch, of course, I don't really stream there too often, but might soon over there, Exotic Numi. But until next time, guys, goodbye.